Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot to do tonight. We have a couple of NBA in-season tournament quarterfinals. Knicks and the Bucks, a fast start here. Nothing like 72 points in the first quarter. Jeez, look out. Total up to 245. Didn't see that coming. So we have that. We have some college basketball. We got some hockey. And, of course, lots of football. Futures Tuesday on Carver and Lisi. Futures Tuesday to get us going here. That's for sure. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. After the heater on conference championship, you're damn straight. We're fast and loose. We're running with the Friars. Plus the 6.5. I'm seeing the board clear. Friars are the team. I got another point of CLV. Let's go. Vamos. Let's go.
All right. Hold on here. You're on the Friars.
Fast
They're down.
Loose.
Down four in Norman. Against the Sooners.
Fast and loose.
And you're getting what, 6.5?
6.5 with the Big East team. Let's bang, let's bang. Old school, Comegys.
Yeah. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have you all with us. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, Joe Lisi. Lots of NBA, college hoops. Joe's in on Providence. We've got Rick Haro tonight as well. Lots of things happening, that's for sure. All right, Joe, so let's start with a few things that are going on here live. And you mentioned that first. Since you brought up the college, I'll rip through that. Kansas State up 8 on Villanova. That's at the half. That's another one of those games.
Nova's struggling, Carver. Nova's getting smashed lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get that guy out of town. What's his name? Billy Neptune? What's his name?
Who?
Isn't the guy's name Billy Neptune or something?
Yeah.
What's the coach
like
in Nova's name? Neptune Graham, what's his name?
Oh my goodness, man.
What's the coach of Nova? We know it's not Jay Wright.
It's Kyle Neptune, Joe.
All right, Billy Neptune, come on. Let's go.
Billy Neptune.
Vamos. I'm feeling it tonight. Let's go. College hoops.
Billy Neptune. They're at the Garden for the Jimmy V Classic. Illinois leads FAU 70-63. So FAU's got some work to do here with about 10 minutes to go in that one.
What happened to FAU, Carver?
Not good so far. They got some time to make it up, but they got to get to work.
Jump in? 6.5?
No, I do not. Meanwhile, Wisconsin up 8 on Michigan State, Joe. That's no good. System play.
Where's that game? I don't have a line for that game.
That game is Wisconsin minus 5.5. And if you're looking for it on TV, it's on Peacock. You only get that streaming on Peacock.
I'm trying to find it on the book. Oh, there it is.
There it is. 23 Wisconsin at Michigan State. So,
what about
Sparty's
Stetson team? You want to take the Stetson Wranglers?
Stetson Bennett?
13.5 could be a sharp play.
Yeah, it could be. You're right. It could be a sharp play. You have this UNC-UConn game, which is the second game of the doubleheader at the Garden after FAU as well. UConn minus the 5.5. I don't mind that, Joe. That's for sure.
I want to
UConn
take the
at the
under,
Garden.
Man, Carver.
The under?
Yeah, one
under. And aren't you on? You're on Indiana at the Big House tonight.
Yes. But here's the thing now. Now the line is down to 6.5.
It sure is. The line's down to 6.5.
I got to alt it up. So why don't we do this? This is what I like. I do like the under in UConn because I know Carolina and Tennessee played a heated last week. They're not going to do that with UConn, especially if the game's where? In the Garden?
That game's at the Garden, yes.
Yeah, so that's the Mecca. They're going to slow it down.
Mecca.
They're not going to go fast and loose there. All games, different rims. Let's go under, and I like Oak State. I tell you what, laying the 1.5 on the road, I'm running with the Cowboys. We're wearing road whites or orange jerseys there against Southern Illinois.
The Salukis?
Yeah. Brandon Jacobs isn't there anymore. Don't worry about it. Fast and loose.
That seems to be the theme here tonight. NBA, it's very fast and loose in Milwaukee so far. 41-39. The Bucks lead the Knicks. This is not the type of game that Tom Thibodeau wants, Joe. That's for sure. He wants the game slow.
Well, then that's good for us, though. Let's jump in on the Bucks now. Minus the 6.5.
Bucks minus 6.5. 243.5 is the live total. I think Giannis already has, like, geez.
I'm
going to
do that because I agree with you. I don't think the Bucks are going to be left out of this thing. They need a little juice.
Giannis with 13 here in the early
SGP
going.
We got an SGP tonight, Carver.
We do. We do have an SGP, in fact. We can risk-free for the, and we'll use it for the Sun-Laker game, Joe, the second game. So we have to accomplish that here in the first hour as well.
Everything's in the first hour. Fast and loose. We got Haro in the second hour.
Second hour tonight. So a little programming change from the usual Rick Harwin hour number two. Did throw the curveball on us, Joe. That is very true. Did throw a little bit of a curveball. Right now, Lakers minus 1.5 against the Suns. That doesn't tip till just after 10 East. They're in the hockey right now. Suns lead the Rangers 2-1. 1-0, Columbus leads the Kings. How about that? As Columbus was home dogs there. Islanders and the Sharks 1-1. Matias needs an Islander goal in the next 3 minutes. I don't think he's going to get it. Detroit up 2-0 on Buffalo. All the live action. There so far, Joe. So that's everything that's up to date.
I feel good today, Carver. I feel really good. I do.
Do you?
I do. I feel fast and loose. I'm not kidding.
You feel like you're seeing everything well.
I love this Oklahoma State line. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think they're going to get out and run tonight.
I don't know about that one.
Watch it. I love laying short numbers on the road. I love it.
I'd be careful. Salukis.
Nah, I like it, Carver. I like it.
You go into the Banterra Center there in Carbondale. You got problems.
Come on. They're playing in front of Bedlam. No way.
Yeah, not that good, you know, Oklahoma State. You see the start that they're out to? It's 3-4 start.
That's all right. I mean, they schedule very tough this year.
They lost to Abilene Christian.
Carver, that's not going to happen. It's an outlier. Fast and loose.
Fast and loose. So that's what we got going tonight. We're going to slide the football in as well. We're looking towards week 14 in the NFL. A lot going on. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. They're at a timeout, Joe. About 8 minutes left in the first half. 53-47 Bucks. Little spurt there by the Bucks to go into that timeout. They hit a three from Portis, then had a steal and a dunk by Portis right after that. So that kind of extended for them. Extend. They're now laying 6.5. Randall's got 16. For the Knicks already, Joe. 7 for 7 from the floor.
I took the over. 253 and a hook.
And Giannis has 13 for the Bucks so far. Yeah. That's for sure.
4.5. I got 4.5.
I ended up playing a couple threes for this DiVincenzo.
Love
of course,
that
he's done nothing so far.
Brand. Hey, you watching Xavier get smashed by Delaware right now?
I'm not watching that, no. Didn't see
that. Got in the quad.
Yeah, I'm look at you, college basketball. Do you have the FAU game on? Come on. No. You know.
They don't have it in the quad. What do you want from me?
It's on ESPN. I mean, what?
I got the OU game on. I'm banging on the boards.
And smash is tough. I mean, Xavier's down 8. You know, they could make that up in the next 5 minutes.
I got 4 games on. I got Providence banging under the boards here in Norman. A little body English. We're down 1. We're catching 6.5. Extend.
You play them outright? No money line?
Nah, I wasn't feeling it. They screwed me in the Big East tournament. Who'd they lose to in the Big East? Oh, not the Big East, the tourney. They lost to Kentucky, right, last year?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Gutless. They were in position to play.
We were heads up in that game.
Yeah.
I wasn't back in Providence in that game. The bell cows, Joe.
What do you want?
The bell cows.
You got me last year in the tourney, all right? You got me. Here's the thing, Carver. You know, I thought we had the bigs, and I thought we'd go a little bully ball.
Couldn't no do bully it
in
ball.
The Garden. Didn't they play in the Garden last year?
You're going to make me pull up the...
I know they did. It was body English.
Bracket.
Big East school in the Mecca.
Hold on. Now I have to go and actually
Mecca,
look.
Carver.
They played, I think they were on this side of the bracket. Was it? I don't know if it was at the Garden. Was it at the Garden? Here we go. Kentucky beat Providence in the first round, Joe.
Where?
That was not at the Garden. The Garden was the regionals. That was where Florida Atlantic beat Kansas State.
Oh, that's right. All right.
And Kentucky.
Reminds me of the Mecca.
Right.
You should be proud of me. I jumped right into the basketball.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little surprised. That's a nice job by you.
Fast and loose. New me. It's the new me.
That's good. You see, but Joe, I always say about college basketball, if you're going to, I think it's smart to play it early in the season like this because, as I always like to say, you're building information, Joe. You're building information about when it really matters, which is
you're
March.
And when it comes to the stuff, you're the wheel.
I actually feel like the last two years I've done very well in March. And I think it's because of all the information that I built up, you know,
some
dabbling
might call
in these.
You the oracle.
No, I wouldn't say that, Joe. Believe me, that's...
Well, you could be the oracle.
That's not at all what I'm trying to say. It's not like I'm some big-time college basketball player. That's not the case whatsoever. I just feel like in the last 2 years, I have improved my March, tournament betting.
Right.
Because I've spent more time watching and betting on some of these teams in... November, December, January, February.
No, I respect that. I do. Listen, I know we joke around, but when it comes to the golf and the basketball, you're not bad. You're really good. You're really good. But you're like almost like a scratch golfer, right? And like you're competing, and then you get your shot at the U.S. Open, and like, you know, you're hanging out there, and you're down in Pebble Beach, and all of a sudden you're going like, you know, toe-to-toe with Jon Rahm. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. What do you think about that? I'm dropping all these hints.
I don't really know what you're saying right now, to be quite honest with you. I'm not completely following what you're saying. Are you trying to say that I didn't get it done at the U.S. Open? What is it that you're...
No,
that you're actually saying
like all of a sudden, like, you know, Cinderella story, the kid's hot. And all of a sudden, like, you know, he's a scratch golfer. He goes to the tournaments. He's finishing like 24th, 25th. And every year he's like 17th. And then he's like, you know, next year he's like at 14. You keep crawling on your fingernails. And then all of a sudden you blink and you're like, you know, there it is. It's Sunday. It's mano a mano. You and Jon Rahm.
We made some good money on Miami in the tournament last year, too. Miami was just a massive hit for us.
See, I give you credit.
Did you see, speaking of Jon Rahm, you see Jon Rahm's going to go to LIV?
He's gutless. He's gutless. He's
saying like $550 million or something like that.
How much?
$550
million. Crazy. Why doesn't somebody give us $50 million?
I'd take five, Joe. I don't need 50.
Give us 50. We'll split it.
I'll take five. I don't need 50. Here comes Villanova down four. Should have jumped on Villanova.
Come on, Neptune. Coach those boys up. Let's go.
Big East all around, Joe. Big East making their mark. Providence, Nova. Here they come. What now? Seton Hall's playing Baylor at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, they're going to get smashed.
Yeah, Baylor. That's a whole nother pool you're swimming in with Baylor down there. The bear trap. You don't want to be involved down there. You actually can't play that, Joe Jersey.
Oh, that's right.
You can't play the hall. No hall for you.
What do we have here? I'm on a delay with this Providence game. Don't tell me.
I'm not watching the Providence game, so you don't have to worry. By the way, Milwaukee has extended here.
Brunson, extend.
I need Milwaukee to win.
Where's the bigs? N1. The kick got blocked.
After the break, Joe, let's start doing a little NFL Futures Tuesday.
All right.
Because I don't know, we're not going to get as much time for that in hour two since we have Haro in hour two.
The guy, he comes in, he starts manhandling everybody.
Yeah, you know, we'll give him a break.
Pushing his way through the line. You know, no excuse me, just push it.
And you like how I got hot at the end of Coast to Coast about the Ohtani stuff?
Well, yeah, I thought you did a good job. I mean, you know.
I'm tired of it, man. I really am. I did some more info
just
on
don't
it.
Like Ohtani. We're getting smashed. Providence, they went on a little mini run here, OU.
That's no good.
This is what they do. They get close. These bigs, they're still not, they're not physical, the bigs on Providence here.
I can't believe how many people are mad at Dave Roberts for saying that they met with him.
Like, what is the big thing?
Like it says that everybody keeps saying, well, he wanted privacy. You think that people don't know he's going to meet with these teams? It's not like he divulged state secrets about him. Like, all he said was, we met with him. That's it. You think that that's going to be a reason he doesn't take $600 million from the Dodgers? I mean, honestly. Get serious. People make such a big deal out of everything.
What could you do? I mean,
awful. All right, we'll come back, Joe. Let's do some Futures Tuesday with the NFL. Futures Tuesday, just for you. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this. I've been
everywhere. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you. All right, Joe. First of all, 62-60 now. Bucks lead the Knicks. So the Knicks with a little pushback. 252 and a half, Joe. The live number.
I'm cooked.
You took the under?
No, I took the over, but I got 253 and a half, and these Friars, they just all of a sudden, they collapsed. Down seven.
Yeah, down seven? All right, so you're not out of it. FAU down four now here at the Garden. Let's go.
That game on.
high. How about that game? 86-82, Joe. Plenty of points.
So that's in the Garden, too, right? That's even better. The first game goes over. We smash the under on the second game. Love it. Love it.
Now, was that a three from Randall there, Joe? Randall finally
hit a
three?
System play for me.
System play. There's a system play.
You see Fran Brown, new head coach of Syracuse, talking to the crowd? Think he's
no,
what,
did he do? Did he do as? Did he do as bang up job as the James Madison dude did at Indiana when he came in and
Kirk
basically?
Cignetti.
Yeah, double C. Did he do a better job than him?
I don't know. I have it on mute. Unless you want me to read lips, I don't know.
Next break, check in and see what he said. Because I sent you Cignetti what he did in the basketball game.
I thought Cignetti did a great job.
But I think that's a great thing. You go in there, you get everybody all riled up. You're the new football coach. I mean, Tom Allen, he was stiff as a board, you know. And then you get this guy come in, and he's got a little pep, a little energy, Joe. I think we like that.
All right. Yeah, no, I like energy. You know me. I'm all pumped up. Providence cut it to five. Come on, hands
I mean,
on
it would be
ground.
Nice just to have somebody with a little pulse involved with Indiana football.
Can we get an amoeba defense? Give us the amoeba.
Oh, here we go. You're locked in on that now. I've lost you probably for the next half hour until that's over. You're probably finished here with me.
What? No, stop. Come on. Come on.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm too worried
Come
about
on.
The Friars now out in Norman. So... let's do a few NFL things, Joe. Futures Tuesday.
All right, let's do it.
All right. I do this with you every week, or at least I try to, if I have time.
He tries to. I love it.
I try to, if I have time. I usually get to this stuff. Niners now, plus 320 on the big board. Eagles 5-1, Chiefs plus 550, Ravens plus 650, Dolphins plus 750, Cowboys 9-1. Those are the six teams, Joe.
Okay.
There's a big gap after those six. The books are saying one of these six teams is winning the Super Bowl.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Really?
I do. I just can't picture a world where the Detroit Lions...
You're really hell-bent on the Lions, I know.
Or the Jacksonville Jaguars, or any of these other teams that are 50-1 or more, like, you know, Houston, Cleveland, Green Bay.
Wait a second. What about your Bills if they sneak in? What about your Bills?
Listen, I'd have to see that to believe it as well.
Okay, here's what. So you're stopping it at what, Miami or Baltimore?
No, I think that the top six can absolutely win the Super Bowl. Because I've seen enough from Miami's defense the last couple of weeks that they've improved. But what's going to be telling for me is when they play the Cowboys and the Ravens in a few weeks. I'm sorry, Joe.
See, I think the Jaguars can if Lawrence isn't, like, done for the year. And they're not, like, holding this under the wraps. Like, for me, because they're undefeated on the road, I like that. You know I like that.
I know. I just...
You don't like that.
I don't think that they're good enough in it. I just... I don't.
You know who's not good enough?
Who's that?
Providence. They suck.
Yeah, they're getting
now they're getting
now, huh?
Smashed. Down eight. Come on, show some life.
There's really not much left, Joe, in the divisions, to be quite honest with you. There's not much left to do. You know, all these teams, the only ones that don't have, I mean, ridiculous odds, obviously the NFC South.
No, what about the AFC South?
I was going to say to you that now that the Jaguars have their situation with Lawrence, they went from minus 1,000 to minus 220.
Want to take a shot with Minshew at plus 470? Let me just say this. They win the division, it just, again, shows what a garbage coach Frank Reich was. Okay?
You love dragging Frank Reich. You just love dragging him around.
It's my way or no way.
Now, here's the first problem. They lost twice to the Jaguars, so they'd have to go ahead of them. They can't be tied with them.
Correct.
Next problem. They're playing Cincinnati this week, who in Cincinnati, I think that that's a little different than what we thought maybe 48 hours ago with how the offense looked.
Take the snake. Take the snake.
They're playing a lot of teams that are in the same boat as them. They play the Steelers the week after that at home. They play the Falcons the week after that. We know every game's going to matter for them. They have the Raiders at home, and they finish, Joe, last game of the year at home against the Texans. That could be for a spot, Joe, maybe. A playoff spot, those two teams. That last game.
You're right.
Houston and Indy. Game's in Indianapolis. Oh, Dame time with a big three there, Joe. Big three. Dame time. Dame time. Dame time. Dame time.
Ecstatic.
3-point lead. Knicks are back in this. Knicks are playing well.
These Knicks. I mean, can't we just stick a fork in them?
I need the Bucks to win, Joe. I'm on Bucks.
I know, but these Bucks are up two.
I just need them to win by one. I don't care what they win by.
They're lollygagging here. You know, I'm really upset. These Friars. We got to do this SGP next.
All right. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We'll do that next break, after the next break. Because me and you have to figure that out.
I told you I'm
heavy LeBron.
I'm going to continue to beat this drum. I'm taking the Rams and the Packers to win the at conference. You don't right. like that, I know. And then you're going to be.
Because I have the same problem, Joe, with every NFC team that isn't in the top three. Can you really realistically see?
Yes.
Them going to. Not just two, because if you're one of those teams, yeah. Like, can any of those teams go on the road to both Philly and San Francisco and win? They got to win in both places, potentially, to get to the Super Bowl. Any of those teams going to go on the road and win both?
Why can't they?
I don't know. I just don't think they're good enough. I don't think they're good enough to do that.
The Rams could be good enough.
Come on.
I mean, that's a team that won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I think we need to keep our expectations. You know, let's we can go at, you know, the Rams are still plus 144 to make the playoffs as a yes.
Want to do that?
I love that.
All right.
Now, the problem is, Joe, their schedule is, it's tough. They're at Baltimore this week with the Ravens coming off a bye. That's not easy. They have Washington at home. Washington will be coming off a bye in that game, too. They have the Saints at home on a Thursday. They're at the Giants, and then they're at the Niners. Now, the Niners might have nothing going on in that last game, Joe, or they might be playing for the one seed. I think that's a tough road.
All right.
It's just tough compared to the other teams that they're in the mix with. Like, the Packers have just a stupid easy schedule. So do the Vikings.
See,
like, I just feel
you know,
like...
Detroit has three losses, right?
Detroit is 9-3.
Yeah. See, if the Packers had five losses, I think we would have a shot.
Yeah, they're done with that, Joe. They're three games out. And the Lions have, I mean, they're playing hacks. They have the Bears, the Broncos, the Vikings twice.
Broncos, I told you, after they lost that game, sell.
Yeah, it's probably sell time.
Sell, 2.5-point dog, sell, Mortimer.
Sell.
How about you want 5,000 in? I don't want to have. They're going to smash them. I hope the Chargers smash them.
Seahawks now plus 194 to the yes. So they have fallen, Joe.
These Friars are gutless. Now they're down 10.
They're finished.
How do you just, like, blow that? Like, these guys, like, you got bodies upon bodies. You crash the boards already. What are we doing here? You don't allow them to penetrate. Easy light. Look at this. Down 12. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We were down 43-42. We got outscored 15-4. Like, really? Now, let's just chuck up threes because we're down double digits.
FAU That's down good. Four. Let's go. Let's go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. We got Haro coming up in hour number two here tonight. We have a lot to do. All right, Joe. So Lakers and Suns tonight. They're giving you the risk-free SGP on FanDuel, so me and you usually like to have a little fun with this. In fact, last time we did one of these was Thursday for the NFL, and we had a winner. So we're going to try to keep the dream alive here, Joe.
Oh, all right. So then let's do it.
You're not still worried about the Providence game, right? I mean, they're down 20, so we're not going to.
Are they down 20? I saw 15. I'm on a delay. Stick a fork in them. They suck. They're dead to me. We move on to Indiana.
See, this is information now you have later in the year. When we get to March, you're going to know. And I'm up at Providence. They
stop with the March. I can't believe this team. 7-1 right out of the gate. Gutless.
Yeah, but look who they played, Joe.
Doesn't matter. They got the bigs. The bigs are gutless.
Doesn't make a difference.
I'm taking Indiana. I told you I like Goodson.
All right. Where is he? Suns and Lakers. Let's go. What do we got here
Suns
tonight?
Suns and Lakers. What do you? How many? I got to opt in for this, right?
You got to opt in for this. Yeah, you got to opt in for it.
Hang on. Two each. We're doing right.
Sure. Unless you want to do one and one and one, we agree on, which I don't know if we'll ever be able to do. But what do you think?
Let's see how it goes. Let me opt in first. No sweat parlay. I thought I opted in, Carver.
Maybe you did.
All right, Ged, you first. Ged, I'll give it to you.
You know I want to do some heavy LeBron here tonight. Mm. Why are you making that noise?
All right. Let's do it. Heavy LeBron. Ged, you first.
Let's do LeBron. You know, 25, he's got minus money. I mean, 30, he's plus 180. You said you wanted to do rebounds for him, right?
Yeah.
You think he's going to be on the glass?
Yeah.
How many?
10.
10 boards at plus 160?
Yeah.
All right, I might be able to get in on that. How many times has he hit 10 boards this year?
That I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
I know you can't. That's why I'm getting that information right now, Joe. I don't expect you to know that, Joe. It's okay. Only had 4 the other night against Houston. Boards for LeBron. He's had twice, 3 times, 4 times this year. That's it. Only 4 times has he gotten 10 or more boards.
Okay.
I feel like we should be getting more. For than that.
Just come on. Don't overthink it. Let's just do the 10 because the next one is going to knock you off the.
All right. Go to the next one and then I'll readjust for LeBron. What do you have now that you have it in there?
I'm doing Kevin Durant 4 threes.
Kevin Durant, he never makes threes. He never makes threes. Like, he's 165 for 3 threes. Why can't we do that?
All right. 3. All right.
How about this? 3-3-3. You ready?
Yeah.
LeBron for 3 threes. Durant for 3 threes. D'Angelo Russell for 3 threes.
Oh, yeah, this Russell. All right, is that the bet?
Yeah, it's like a slot machine. 3-3-3. Bang.
All right, pays like
LeBron,
$800 on 20
it's bucks. Plus $13.95. What's the problem?
Yeah, where do you get $13.95? I have the rebounds in there. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, you got to take that out.
Oh, that paid a fortune. I'm going to put the...
You go ahead and do that. I'm not putting the rebounds in.
We'll do the threes. The three ball. That's it. Three ball.
I mean, I'm not greedy.
If I tell you what, I'm going to be so upset if the bounds come in.
Well, then go play them on your own. I don't know what to say.
Extend.
You know?
Extend.
All right, I'm putting this in, Joe. I like this. Three triple threes.
Yeah, you like everything because you like when they play street ball. You like when they're hanging out in Rucker Park and just, you know, like fast and loose, right?
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with fast and loose?
I mean, because I'll tell you what's wrong. Every time, number one, I play Russell, I lose. That's the first thing.
Every time I play him, I win. Is,
what?
Every time I play him, I win.
All right, so let's hope. I mean, why do you think, Russell, I mean, all right. Okay.
I picked my spots with him.
Okay. Did you see the latest, though? I hate to go off the beaten path football-wise. David Carr is saying that they should start Marcus Mariota over Jalen Hurts.
I thought that was like a joke clip that I saw on Twitter. Is that true?
No, it's totally true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess some people got to...
Shock and awe, huh? Shock and awe.
Give you their opinion. Shock and awe.
Hey, guess where Tyler Shuck is going? Louisville. Oh,
he transferred too?
Yeah, from Tech, yeah.
Oh, my God. When does it end?
I don't know. Here, I just...
Shuck stinks. You know that.
Pete Dammel. Shock and awe.
He's no good, Joe. You know that.
I don't know.
Tyler Shuck. I mean, it's going to be 24 years old, a seventh-year senior. I mean, he's been in college since 2018.
Come on. What are we doing? This is the 10-year programming?
Joe, it is so out of control, and I get it. Or they gave all these kids extra years during the COVID year. This is wild. But I thought, you know, he's already transferred once. Why is he able, because he's a graduate, why is he able to transfer again?
He transferred 2 years ago to Tech.
Oh, so you can't transfer him back-to-back years.
Right.
Without sitting. So if he was there for 2 years, he can now go somewhere else. But then they just changed that rule anyway, because, like, JT Daniels was at, like, three schools in 3 years. God, man, Joe, like... And who else did you say? You said DJU's going where? Florida State?
Say it again, DJU.
DJU?
I didn't say he's... No. DJU is going potentially to Florida State. Potentially.
Middle Tennessee is targeted Derek Mason as the school's new head coach. He did a real great job at Vanderbilt. That'll be good. And Bronco Mendenhall from New Mexico.
He's a great coordinator, but when he went to Auburn, he couldn't cut it.
Bronco Mendenhall, going to fix the Lobo program.
Remember, he was on Parsons' staff, and then he went with Gundy, and they had a terrible defense and gave way to Jim Knowles. What were you saying just now?
Bronco Mendenhall to New Mexico.
I told you that. The Bronk is back.
After he left all those kids in Virginia in the dust.
He didn't leave those kids in Virginia.
He quit. He quit on them.
He gave Brendan Armstrong an actual shot at a pro career before he blew it.
Quit on him, Joe.
We didn't quit. You quit.
I don't think I've asked you this yet this week. Who do you like in the Army-Navy game?
Carver's played in Foxborough this year.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that must mean, you know, it's a different stadium. So now I'm rolling with the over. I altered the over last year. Remember the kid fumbles on the one-yard line? I would have hit it up to 41.5.
28.5 here this year.
I'm going to alt it again. I'm gonna lay it. I'm going to alt it. I'm going to lay it.
I'm probably going to sit it out.
Hell, it's Americana. You got
to
bet it.
That's the thing. It's about America. I don't need to bet on the game.
I guarantee
I probably
you,
will
Navy
anyway,
or Army but... jump up 10-0, you're gonna jump in 3 feet.
You're probably not wrong, but I don't, you know... It's a tough game to watch, to be quite honest with you. I know you love it, blue collar game and all, option. It's just it's not exciting.
I could play in that game, I think.
You probably could. Ooh, look at this. Everybody's on Army. Here's a way to get me involved in the game, Joe. Everyone on Army this week.
See? There you go.
Now I see an angle here.
Now he's juiced up. He's getting
Everybody's on Army. 80% of the bets. 80% of the tickets. Let's go of the money. Let's go.
Oh, I'm gonna lay it. I'm gonna lay it.
I'm gonna take Navy.
You want to take Navy plus the 122 with Newhouse, and then Newberry, excuse me, and then let's alt it up. What do you want to do? Alt it? You know why?
I'm not alting anything.
They feel
why
like
is that?
Newberry's inexperienced in terms of this spot. First time coaching in this game as a head coach. No more Kenny Niumatalolo.
Yeah. First time, Joe, I'm also looking at really any of these early game lines, like the first few days of bowls. I haven't sniffed any of these yet.
You're doing recon.
This is the first time I'm just taking a gander at some of them. Like, there's a few that do stick out.
What tickles you? Anything tickle you? Like the Texas Tech Cal game?
I will 100% be on Jacksonville State -3.5 against the Raging Cajuns. And I know the Ragins always play well in that game. I don't care. I'm on Jacksonville State.
I tell you what,
statement
I'm going
game
after
for
Jerry
Rich Rod.
Kill
statement
with Fresno
game.
Fresno State, Mikey Keene and the kids.
Yeah.
I'm taking Mikey Keene. Give me the Bulldogs. I'm not afraid of Pavia. I'm not afraid. I'm not a scared. I think I'm going to take Fresno.
Man, Georgia Tech in Central Florida.
That's
63.5.
It's a track meet. That's a track
George O'Leary
meet.
Bowl, right?
And Jerp.
George O'Leary Bowl? Georgia Tech and UCF, isn't it, Joe?
Yes.
The George O'Leary Bowl?
You're nuts. They played, remember, 2 years ago we were on
that's
that
right.
That was the best.
I knew that was familiar. I knew that rang a bell somewhere.
Remember?
That's right.
McKenzie Milton. Was that the McKenzie Milton?
I think he might have been on that team. Yes.
It was like 75 points I got
there. James Madison in Air Force, Joe. Who are we going with that one?
Blue collar. I'm going
James
with
Madison
Falcons.
Been too good to me, man. Last year, Air Force, was it 2 years ago?
No,
Air Force was your triple dog diamond bet of the year for Air Force against Louisville. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Joe, so about a minute and a half into the second half, and the Bucks went on a little bit of a flurry there. They're now up 7 on the Knicks, 81-74. Live totals 260.5. Like I figured it this way, Joe. I think at 260.5, maybe we could shade to the under. You would like to think this game will get, if it's close, going to get tight later. And the Bucks hit 12 threes in the first half. They're going to hit 12 threes again in the second half, Joe? I'm not so sure about
I
that.
I hope so. I mean, no?
I don't know.
So what do you say? We're in trouble?
I'm just saying at 260, I probably would start to think about the under. I think that it's gotten too high, that number.
I have a good middle here. I should smash it.
Well, what number do you have for the over?
53 and a hook.
Yeah, it's not that great.
I'm going to get the middle.
You had like 240. I mean, that's
I got 225 and a half. I mean, come on now.
Well, I mean, the pregame was in the low 230s, high 220s, so.
I was in the gym. I was doing quads. I was doing, you know.
You gotta figure out what's important and what isn't. And that's just kind of what it comes down to.
It's important to get back into the gym. I was a little bit banged up. Maybe I haven't heard. They didn't tell you. No more shines. Been a while.
Providence lost by 21. 72-51 was the final.
They're dead for me. Done.
No system play for Michigan State either. They lost by 13 at home to Wisconsin.
Now we're cold. And now we got this hot parlay.
We got this triple threes parlay. Russell, LeBron, KD. Three threes apiece. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We got another hour to go, including Haro. We're back on the grid right after this.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.